请我们读《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's turn to chapter 1 of Acts.
第八节到十一节。
Verses 8 to 11.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
All the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight.
有一朵云彩把他截去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，突然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说：“加利利人呐、啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这里未解圣天的耶稣，他要怎样来？天使最后说这句话，他怎样往天上去？”他还要怎样来
And the last statement made by the angel, this Jesus was taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
我们读旧约的撒迦利亚书十四章，撒迦利亚旧约最后第二本书。
The book Zechariah, the second to the last in the Old Testament.
我们从第四节读到第八节。
Chapter 14, verses 4 to 8.
那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上，这山必从中间分裂，自东至西成为极大的谷，山的一半向北挪移，一半向南挪移。你们要从我山的谷中逃跑，因为山谷必延到亚萨。你们逃跑，必如犹大王乌西亚年间的人逃避大地震一样。耶和华我的神必降临，一切的圣者同来。那日必没有光，山光必退缩。那日必是耶和华所知道的，不是白昼，也不是黑夜。到了晚上才有光明。那日必有活水从耶路撒冷出来，一半往东海流，一半往西海流，冬夏都是如此。马拉基书
The book of Malachi was right after this.
下面一本马拉基书第三章
Chapter
3 一节到第三节
Verses 1-3
所以耶和华说我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，就是你们所仰慕的，快要来到。他来的日子，谁能挡得起呢？他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？因为他若炼金之人的火，若漂布之人的剑，他必坐下熬炼李银子的，洗净李未人，熬炼他们，如人熬炼金银一样，献供物给耶和华。好，读四章一到三节。
Chapter 4, verse 1 to 3.
万军之耶和华说那日临近势如烧着的火炉凡狂傲的和行恶的必如碎屑在那日必被烧尽根本枝条必无存留但向你们敬畏我名的人必有公义的日头出现其光线有医治之能你们必出来跳跃如圈里的肥土必践踏恶人在我所定的日子他们必如灰尘在你们脚掌之下这是万军之耶和华说的我们读新约马太福音第二十四章
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24
二十四章三十节到三十一节
Verses 30 and 31 at that time,
那时, the sign of the Son of Man was here in the
sky, and all the nations of the earth will
now
mourn. There was a Son of Man coming on the cloud of the sky, power and glory. And he was saying his angels will now come to all. He will gather his elect from the world from one end of the heaven to the other.
到天那边都召聚了来。 我们再读彼得后书
2 Peter
彼得后书第三章
Chapter
3 8-13节
Verses 8-13
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记， 就是主看日如千年，千年如一日。
The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything was destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live a holy and godly life, as you look forward to the day of God and see it coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and new earth, the home of righteousness.
我们今天读的多一点圣经，我们再读
提撒罗尼迦前书 We're going to read a few more passages tonight. Let's continue. 1 Thessalonians
提前
1 Thessalonians
第四章
Chapter 4
第四章 13-18节
Verses 13-18
我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，他必将与我们同在来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事：我们所活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之前，因为敲响降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那得基督里死了的人必先复活。 以后我们的活着还存留的人，使他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。好，我们读腓立比第三章
Philippians chapter 3
腓立比第三章20-21节
Verses 20 and 21
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天降临。
Who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control will transform our lowly body so that they will be like His glorious body.
最后我们读启示录22章
Lastly, the book of Revelation chapter 22:22 第七节 Verse 7 看哪，我必快来，凡遵守的树上预言的人有福了。我们再读第12节到17节 Same chapter verses 12-17
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。我是阿拉法，我是俄美巴，我是首先的，我是幕后的，我是初，我是众。那些洗净衣服有福了，得全病，能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。 城外有那些
邪
魅、
隐约俗
的、
杀人的、
拜偶像的，并一切喜好说谎言、编造虚谎的。我耶稣差遣我的使者，众教会将这些事向你们证明，我是大卫的后裔，又是他的后晨星。
The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him who thirsts,
come.
Whoever thirsts, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the
water
of life. Lastly, verse 20 and 21.
证明这事的说是
要、yes,
我快来
Amen Come Lord Jesus Christ
好我们就读这一节我们今天讲到主的再来
And we're going to talk about the second coming of the Lord today
这是圣经里面最大的真理
And this is the greatest truth in the Bible
从马太福音一直讲到启示录
It starts from the book of Matthew all the way to Revelation
这是我们的信仰
And this is our faith.
我们信主复活。
We believe in the resurrection of the Lord.
我们信主升天。
We believe in His ascension.
我们信主再来。
We also believe in His second coming.
主一定要来。
He must come back.
这是我们的信仰。
This is where our faith lies.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
And this is our hope of glory.
我们盼望什么？
What do we have hope in?
我们不是盼望死。
We are not hoping for death.
我们不是盼望坟墓。
We are not hoping for grave.
我们所有的人盼望主来。
But we are hoping for His return.
是我们的真理。
This is the truth we
believe. 是我们的信心。
And this is where our faith lies.
是我们的荣耀的盼望。
And this is the hope of our glory.
在旧约、新约。
And in both Old and New Testament.
两本书结束的时候。
And at the end of both books.
都结束在主再来。
They all end on the truth that He is coming back.
旧约最后两本书，撒迦利亚跟马拉基。
And in the Old Testament, two books.Specific Zechariah and Malachi.
撒迦利亚说到主再来。
Zechariah talked about his return.
马拉基说到主再来。
And Malachi talked about his return.
到了新约最后的两本书。
And when it comes to the last two books in the New Testament.
犹大书和启示录。
Book of Jude and Revelation.
两本书都说到主再来。
They both talk about the second coming of the Lord.
犹大书说主要再来。
And the Book of Jude talk about his return.
启示录不仅说主再来。
And the Revelation not only talk about his returning.
主在再主再来。
But actually ended on his returning.
在启示录二十二章。
In chapter 22 of Revelation.
整本圣经要结束了。
That's where the entire Bible ends.
圣经结束在什么地方？
And where does it end? How does it end?
主耶稣三次宣告我必快来。
He ended on the three proclamations of the Lord. I am coming back.
到了最后第二十节。
And to the end.
主耶稣说我必快来。
He said, I am coming back soon.
约翰说阿们主耶稣啊我愿你来。
And John said, Amen, come Lord Jesus.
约翰对主的话一个最大的反应。
And that was the greatest response he could come up with.
不仅是他个人的反应。
Not only was his individual response.
他代表教会来反应。
But also he responded on behalf of the entire church.
主耶稣说我必快来。
God says, yes, I am coming soon.
他站在教会的地位上。
On behalf of the church,
说阿门。
John say Amen.
主耶稣啊，我愿意你来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
这个要成为我们众人的一个响应啊。
And this should be our joint response.
要成为我们众人的一个呼声啊。
And this should be our corporate cry.
要成为众人的一个心啊。
And this is our heart together.
主耶稣啊，我愿意你来。
Say Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
圣经结束了
and the Bible ends there.
圣经的话到这里为止了
and that's the end of the word of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters,
圣经的话是最奇妙的
and there's such a marvelous thing about God's word.
旧约新约都结束在主的再来
both books end on his second coming.
保罗写了十三本的书信
Paul wrote 13 letters to church.
还有两本书信专一说到主再来
and there are two books in particular he talked about the coming of the Lord.
一本是帖撒罗尼迦前书
one is First Thessalonians.
一般是帖撒罗尼迦后书
and then Second Thessalonians
都说到主再来
both talk about his return
而他们也有分别
and there's a difference in between the two 帖
撒罗尼迦前书说主的再来
First Thessalonians talk about his coming
而后书
The second
说到再来的主
talking about the coming Lord
这里有分别不大一样哈
They're slightly different
说到主的再来
When you talk about the coming of the Lord
重在主再来这件事
The emphasis of the fact that he is coming back
而说到 再来的主
we talk about the coming Lord,
是重在主的身上
and the emphasis is the Lord himself
这个再来的主是怎样的一位
and how the coming Lord is like
这个在旧约末了两本也是一样的
same thing with the last two books in the Old Testament
撒迦利亚书说到主的再来
the book of Zechariah talk about the returning of the Lord
马拉基书说到再来的主
and Malachi talk about the returning Lord
亲爱的弟兄姊妹旧约新约到了最后是一样的
and therefore at the end of both testaments we have the same thing
旧约先知新约的先知到了最后都总结在主耶稣再来
and the prophets of both testimonies concluded the same thing
今年我们要讲主的再来、啊、
the coming of the Lord and that's the theme of the conference
最大的信息了
and this is the greatest message
要讲要使徒先知所传的信息
and this is the message being preached upon by the prophets and apostles
最后的二十启示录二十二章
Chapter 22 of Revelation
主耶稣一连三次宣告我必快来
For three times the Lord proclaimed I will come back soon
我相信主快来该死了这个事要
And I thought wow this is dreadful
主耶稣讲这句话讲三次、啊、
The Lord said it three times
所以、啊、那个大的反应
Therefore John had this great reaction toward it
Amen
He said Amen
Amen 你说诚然如此
Means indeed let it be done
确实这样
It is indeed so
所以反应 Amen
Amen he said
我愿你来
Come Lord Jesus
这是个得胜者
He is surely a victor
他代表我们的
He said that on behalf of us
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
There's brothers and sisters
在使徒行传第一章
In first chapter of Acts
当门徒们看见主升天的时候
When the disciples look how Jesus ascending to heaven
他们举目望天
They look intently into the sky
天使显现
And the angels appeared
天使传给他们信息
And gave them this message
加利利人啊为什么站着举目望天呢
He said men of Galilee why do you stand here looking into the sky
那位被接升天的耶稣
The same Jesus who has been taken from
heaven 他怎样去要怎样来
Well come back in the same way you have seen him go into the heaven
那一天呢
That day
在橄榄山上主耶稣升天的
And on the Mount of Olives Jesus ascended into heaven
而门徒们就在橄榄山上望主升天的
And that's where disciples stood to behold his ascension
天使也在橄榄山上传这句话
At the same place angels told them the message
他怎样往天上去
How he ascended into heaven
也要怎样来
He will come back in the same way
到了撒迦利亚书十四章、啊、
He comes to the book of Zechariah chapter 14
讲主再来了
They talk about the Lord's returning
他接着讲后面的一段
And they continue by to describe how
耶稣回来了
He comes back
怎样去
How he went
怎样来
The same way he will return
他脚踏在橄榄山上
When he comes back his foot will be set on the Mount Olives
橄榄山升天的
And that's where he ascended
回来脚踩在橄榄山上
When he returns he will step upon as well
这我们要插进去一段话的
So we have to make an insertion here
就是要问主耶稣再来为什么要再来的
And we should ask the question Why is Jesus coming back?
主耶稣再来的目的是什么
Why is the purpose of his return?
好主耶稣再要回来
Okay, he's coming back.
为着三件事。
For three things.
第一件事。
First.
为着我们。
For us.
为着教会。
For the church.
为着神的儿女。
For the children of God.
主来是为着我们来的。
The Lord returns for our sake.
他要成为我们的，要成我们的安慰。
He's here coming back to be our comfort.
要总结一切的事。
He will conclude all things.
要成为我们的一个盼望。
He will become our hope.
今天的目标。
He is the goal.
我们要活在主再来的光中。
Therefore, we need to live in the light of his coming
当初的使徒们
in those apostles
他们生活
they live
他们侍奉
they serve
他们受苦
they suffer
他们征战
they struggle and fought
殉道
they were martyred
活在主再来的光中
they did all that in the light of his return
主再来是他们的中心
and Jesus' return was the center of their life
主再来是他们的激励
it was their encouragement
主再来是他们的力量
his coming back was their strength
所以他们这样的生活侍奉
That's why they lived the way they lived.
所以他们受苦。
That's why they were willing to be suffered.
所以他们牺牲。
That's why they gave their life.
他们最后牺牲生命。
At the end, they gave their own life for him.
他们知道主耶稣要来。
Because they knew for a fact Jesus was coming back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主来为着我们。
Jesus coming back for us, brothers and sisters.
当主来，主所有的话都应验了。
And when he returns, all the promises will be fulfilled.
今天我们追求。
We pursue the Lord today.
我们出代价,
we pay the price for the Lord today. Because when He returns, we will make, we know everything will be worthy.
主耶稣回来了,
when He returns,
第二个目的,
the second purpose
主耶稣回来,
of the Lord. When He returns,
为说以色列人,
it's also for Israelites.
因为主在旧约里面给他们应许,
because the Lord has given them promise in the Old Testament.
当最后他们大艰难的时候,
and at the most difficult time towards the end,
弥赛亚要回来,
the Messiah will return for them.
弥赛亚是以色列人的君王,
and that's the King of Israelites.
所以主耶稣回来了,
so Jesus will return,
为说以色列人,
for the sake of Israelites.
第三件事,
thirdly,
为说全世界的人,
for the whole world.
全世界都要看见,
because the whole world will behold His return.
都要接受这个世界,
because the Lord will end the whole world.
都要审判所有的人,
He will judge all men and women.
没有一个人逃得掉,
no one could escape.
耶稣来,
Jesus will come back,
为了世界,
for the world.
为了三个目的,
there are three purposes now.
为着我们,
for us,
为着以色列人,
for Israelites,
为着所有信与不信的世界上的人,
for the rest of the world,
不管他信与不信,
whether they believe or not.
所以在使徒行传第一章,
in chapter 1 of Acts,
他如何去,
how he went,
要如何回来,
he will return the same way.
那么主耶稣回来了,
so Jesus will come back.
他的脚, 他在橄榄山上,
and he will set his feet on the Mount of Olives.
橄榄山从中间定为两半,
and at that time the mountain will be split into two,
成为极大的谷,
and become a great valley.
这前面就说到基督的军队攻打耶路撒冷,
prior to this passage we'll talk about how Antichrist will attack Jerusalem.
他们无路可逃,
and Israelites were running out of way.
他们整个都要毁灭了,
they were about to be destroyed.
主耶稣在马太福音24章,
in Matthew chapter 24,
也说到那个大灾难,
Jesus talked about that great disaster.
特别告诉以色列人,
and He specifically told Israelites,
那一天你们要往橄榄山逃啊,
and that they run toward Mount Olive.
那么那一天他们真的往橄榄山逃,
and they will do that.
橄榄山有什么用啊,
so what's the use of going to that mountain?
这一个时代军事力量啊,
and the military power today,
这一力量的武器啊,
and the weapons we have nowadays,
橄榄山怎么打得住啊,
how can the little Mount Olive resist that?
他们往橄榄山跑,
but they will flee toward the Mount Olive, and Jesus will land on the Mount Olive.
他降临在橄榄山,
he will come upon that mountain,
山就因为一个极大的谷,
and that mountain will be split into two,
become a great mountain.
They can run through it.
耶稣基督面向所有的军队,
and then Jesus will face their enemies.
这个预言的时候全部圣经读的,
and when you want to study prophecy, you have to study every part in the Bible.
你要把全部合在一起, 是一个完全的图画,
you have to put everything together, then you can have a full picture.
好吧,故书,
in the book of Haggai,
就说到主耶稣面对敌基督军队的时候那个力量,
it describes the power Jesus manifests when He faced the enemies.
他们转眼之间都毁灭了,
and immediately they will be destroyed by Him.
他们站在哪里,
and they stood there,
眼睛在眼眶里面干瘪,
and their eyeballs were dried up immediately in their eyes,
肌肉在骨头上面收缩,
and their muscles were withered immediately.
主耶稣不要给他们打仗了,
Jesus will not bother to fight with them.
用降临的荣光废掉所有的军队,
the glory of His descension will destroy them in no time.
今天美国俄国的武器啊,
the weapons we have nowadays,
等到主来的时候啊,
when the Lord returns,
就像婴孩手里的玩具一样的,
are not just a baby toy.
开玩笑的了,
it will be like a joke.
耶稣基督降临了,
when Jesus descended,
这个基本为说犹太人,
and for the sake of Israelites,
但是到了马拉基书第三章,
and comes the third chapter of Malachi,
为说神的家了,
for the house of God He returned.
打第三章,他们年末年王的使者要快要来到,
he said the angels will be looking forward to will come back soon.
他忽然进入他的殿,
he will suddenly come to His temple.
主耶稣来啊,
when Jesus comes,
我们现在正讲的时候就可能来的了,
while we're speaking now, He could have come now.
我们没有事了, 晚上累了, 我们睡觉的时候就可能会来的了,
while we're resting tonight, He may have come.
或者早晨, 或者晚上,
maybe in the morning, maybe at night,
或者晌午,
maybe at noontime.
彼得加一个,
Peter added one more point,
或者鸡叫,
or maybe when the cock crowed.
只有彼得讲这句话,
only Peter would say something like that.
彼得就怕鸡叫啊,
he was so afraid of that.
心惊肉跳啊。
Well, they always brought him up here.
或早晨或晚上或晌午，彼得这样会计较。
If at any time, including the time that the cock crows.
计较的时候小心啊。
Be careful.
不要有你这个大石头要会跌倒的了。
Because it's a great apostle might fall at that point.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主耶稣在马太二十四章。
In Matthew 24.
他也说人是要忽然之间来到的
talk about how the Son of Man will come suddenly
正当人不防备的时候
and before you know it
正当人说平安稳妥的时候
when people are not prepared they thought everything was
peaceful 主来了
the Lord returns
我们要不要警醒啊
should we stay alert
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters
你们所仰望的使者
The messenger you have looked forward to
忽然进入他的殿
will suddenly enter into his temple.
忽然他进入了
Suddenly he come to his temple.
哦、oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹仰望的你们所立约的仰慕的使者
The one you have desired for
忽然来到
the Lord will come suddenly.
他来的日子
The day when he comes
谁能站得住呢
Who can bear that?
他显现的时候
When he appears
谁能挡得起呢
Who can stand?
他如炼金之人的火
And because he's like a refiner's fire
像漂布之人的剑
And launderer's soap
他要坐下如熬炼金银的
and he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver
熬炼利未人
he will purify the Levites
说到主来为多生的家了
it talks about when he returns is for the sake of his house
那正是主显现的时候啊
when the Lord appears
谁能立得住啊
no one can stand before him
他显现的时候
when he appears
谁能挡得起啊
no one can endure
有时候我看见国家领大领袖啊
Sometimes I see a nation's leader
逼迫圣徒
How they persecute Christians
抵挡主
How they try to resist the Lord
我现在感觉下地狱的人了、哎、
And I have nothing but feeling they are going to hell
威风什么呀
There's nothing to boast about
人生几十年呐、啊、
There are only so many decades in your man's life
你当权也不过就是三十年呐、啊、
There can be no more than 30 years for you to be in power
就算你当权一百年啊
Even if you can rule in this country for 100 years you will go to hell directly afterwards
等到主来的时候
when the Lord returns
最最害怕就这些人了
you should be scared
大山啊倒在我们身上
they will cry say, oh mountain fall on me
小山啊把我们遮藏起来
oh hills hide me from him
大山也挡不了你小山也遮不住你
at that time no mountain nor hills can hide you anymore
你们都要亲眼看见耶稣回来的
we will all behold his return
来不及了
It will be too late.
我们神的儿女要小心啊。
Therefore, children of God.
我们懂得主再来啊。
Be alert, because we know that He's coming.
我们真的要小心啊。
So we should live alertfully.
主耶稣的话。
The words of the Lord.
和旧约的话。
And the words in the Old Testament.
马拉基三章说到为众神的家。
Malachi chapter 3 talk about the house of God.
到了第四章，他说为众全世界的人。
And when it comes to chapter 4 it talks about the world.
那日临近。
That day is coming.
是如烧烫的火炉。
And it will be like a fiery furnace.
狂傲的、行恶的都像碎金一样。
And all the arrogant and every evil doer will be stubble.
根本枝条一无垂柳。
And no root or branch will remain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
挪亚时代。
At the time of Noah. 神
第一次毁灭人类。
And that's the first time God destroyed mankind.
用水。
With water.
最后一次。
And the last time,
神要审判人类
He will judge human beings
用火
with fire
用火和大的洗礼、啊、
And it's like a big fiery baptism
要洗整个的地球
He will cleanse the entire globe
要洗整个的人类
And will cleanse the entire human race
那日临近
That day is coming
是如烧着的火炉、啊、
It will burn like a furnace
那些狂傲的人行恶的人
All the arrogant and evildoers
像碎戒知道碎戒吗
Will be like chaff.
Nah.
Do you know what chaff is like?
懂不懂碎戒啊?
Do you know what that is?
那个都市长大的人恐怕没看见过碎戒。
For people growing up in the city probably don't know.
那个稻草他们的在外面那个零碎的在那里做烧火用的一个碎戒了对吧
and chaff are something usually got burned away afterwards
一大堆的稻草进不去烧一烧的呀
and you really can't take too, it doesn't take too long to burn them
那么狂傲的人
and people that are arrogant
今天有权有势的人
maybe they're in power today
那么骄傲的人
they're so prideful
那么否认主的人
they deny the name of the Lord
那么藐视神儿女的人
they despise the children of God
当主来的时候
when the Lord returns
就像碎戒一样
And they will be like chaff.
根本枝条又垂柳。
And their root or branch will not remain.
下面又抓到神的儿女了。
And the next verse talk about our condition.
但像那些敬畏我名的人。
But for you who revere my name.
必有公义的日头出现。
The sun of righteousness will rise.
以光线有医治之能。
With healing on its wings.
我们真爱主的话语。
We love the word of God.
哎呀，主耶稣来了。
When Jesus comes back.
两个大的表号啊。
There are two great signs.
在启示录里面说他我是明亮的晨星。
In the book of Revelation, talk about he was the bright morning star.
启示录二十二章讲的哈。
And chapter 22 of Revelation.
我是明亮的晨星。
I am the bright morning star.
而这里说他是公义的日头。
Here it says the son of righteousness.
主的两个不同的表号。
So he had two signs.
这两个不同的表号啊。
And there are two different signs.
太不一样的哈。
So different in nature.
什么叫晨星啊？
What is morning star?
晨星是天要亮还没有亮的时候出现的。
Morning star appear right before dawn.
睡觉起得晚醒得晚的人就看不见。
For people that sleep into the day will never see that.
醒早的人看见了。
Only people are early risers.
醒早的人不一定看见。
Sometimes you don't even see it.
惊醒的人才看见了。
People that stay alert will see it.
我们惊醒的人就看见晨星出现了。
When they watchful will see the morning star appear.
要牵涉另外一个真理了。
And this involves another truth in the Bible.
牵涉背体的真理了。
The truth regarding rapture.
那我们要背体。
We will be raptured.
对，背体有两次。
And there are two raptures.
一次是少数的人背体。
And first rapture was for the smaller group.
一次是全教会背体。
And the second rapture is for the rest of the church. 那把
全本圣经背体放在一起看的。
And so you have to put these two raptures together.
两个地方表号不一样。
There are two signs for his coming.
一是背体。
And there are two signs for the rapture. The first
sign. 主是明亮的晨星。
That's when we talk about Jesus the bright morning star.
而这个公义的日头出现了。
When the sun of righteousness appears,
没有人看不见。
Everybody sees.
每个人都看公义。
Everyone will see the sun.
你不看见你也没办法呀。
You have to see it even if you don't want to.
逃不掉了。
You cannot escape that sun.
我们看见公义的日头了。
We'll see the sun of righteousness.
所以神的儿女心都要个心啊，追求看见主耶稣是晨星出现了。
Therefore, we should have the heart to pursue to see him as the morning star.
我们没有那个心愿，我们的特别机会就白开了。
Otherwise, we will come here in vain.
因为我们等着好了。公义日头出现，不需要开特别聚会的。
If you just want a way to see the sun of righteousness, you don't have to come here.
也不需要追求的。
You don't have to pursue the way.
日头一出现嘛，都看见了嘛，对不对
？Because when the sun arises, everybody sees it.
我们在这里聚会追求啊。
The reason why we're here to pursue the Lord.
我们不甘心啊，做第二等的人啊。
Because we don't want to become a second kind of person.
主的呼召，我们要追求得胜啊。
We don't want what's secondary. We want what's best.
要看见耶稣基督的晨星啊。
We want to see him as the bright morning star.
看见。晨星出现的人
and those who see the bright morning star
有大福了
well, is really blessed
两个地方也不一样
and they appear at two different places
第一是背体
the first rapture
一直被提到神的宝座那里去了
will be raptured all the way to the throne of God
像耶稣基督升天一样
and just like the ascension of Jesus Christ
跨过了整个宇宙天
and you are transpassed all the universes
提到神的宝座了
will be brought up directly to the throne of God
全教会被提
and when the rapture of the rest of the church
在提到人家后说保罗他讲
in 2 Thessalonians Paul said
我们都要被提到空中云外宇宙相遇
we'll all be cut up into the sky to meet with the Lord
而后和主一同回来
and we will come back down with the Lord together
弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters
真理很清楚
the truth is so clear
时间也不一样
and the timing for these raptures are different The first rapture
大灾难之前就被提了
right before the great tribulation
这里有三年半的大灾难呢
and there's a tribulation of 3.5 years in the Bible
那是太大的灾难了
that is a great tribulation
主耶稣说若不减少那个时候啊
even the Lord says if I don't reduce the number of those days of those suffering
凡有血气的就没有人能活得了
no way flesh can survive
所以七年减成三年半了
therefore he cut the 7 years into half
那是得胜的人
That's for the victor.
在三年半之前就被提了。
Will be raptured before the tribulation.
全教会被提。
And when it comes to the rapture of the rest of the church.
要经过那个三年半的灾难。
The church has to go through the tribulation.
然后就被提了。
Then will be raptured.
我们要彼此劝勉啊。
Therefore, let's encourage one another.
不要做睡觉的基督徒啊。
That we don't become Christians that fall asleep all the time.
今天我们听见真理了。
When we hear the truth in the Bible.
我们听见神的话了。
We have heard the word of God today.
都要起来科目。
We need to have true desire.
追求做一个得胜的人。
And to pursue to be a true overcomer.
看见晨星出现
to see the appearing of the morning star.
是个男孩子
and it, as recorded in Bible, it's a man child.
被提到神的宝座
he was taken up to the throne of God.
我们今世得胜的人受过一些患难
and overcomers of this life will overcome some tribulation and difficulties.
福分更大
But the blessing come with it are greater. Because he get escaped the 3 year and half years tribulation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神的话太好了。
If God's word are so well said.
撒迦利亚十四章了。
Zechariah chapter 14.
我刚才忘记讲，他踩着脚踩在橄榄山上。
I forgot to continue when he come back on the Mount Olives.
在那一句话回到我们圣徒这里来了。
And then he says something about us.
他要带着圣者一同回来。
And he's coming back with the holy ones.
主耶稣回来了
When Jesus comes back
他回来带着所有的圣者一同回来了
He comes back with the Holy Ones
有个弟兄一个姊妹来
And there was this Christian
好多年以前她中西部来的
She came from the Midwest many years ago
她始终你讲到讲个保罗弟兄
She said Brother D you always mention this Brother Paul
她说我从来没想到保罗可以称为弟兄
I never thought about I could call Paul in the Bible Brother Paul
你叫保罗叫什么
I said then how would you refer to him
我没想过这问题保罗就是保罗嘛
She said it never dawned on me He's named Paul
叫那么亲热的保罗弟兄
But I just don't know why you call him in such a timid way
我叫保罗弟兄是保罗教我的呀
And I said this because Paul taught me in the Bible
保罗是叫我们讲亲爱的弟兄啊
Paul always said dear brothers
保罗有没有叫我们叫做保罗先生啊
He never called Mr. Paul
我们叫保罗弟兄保罗最喜欢的
and he likes the most when we call him brother Paul
我到外面去啊
when I travel around
有人就把花样啊
sometimes people play these games
叫我牧师
they will call me pastor
虽然我不是牧师
I'm not pastor
啊死长老死长老
oh elder Z elder Z
我说我不是长老
I'm not an elder either
哎我总不能叫你死弟兄吧
and we can't even call we're not supposed to call you brother Z
我总要给你一个名称嘛
and we have to call you something you gotta have a title
你们呀谁叫你给我个名称的了
I said sister who asked you to give me a title
叫我死弟兄的最好的名字了
brother Z is the best title for me
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters
主耶稣要来了
when Jesus comes
所有已经死掉的圣徒统统回来了
all the saints that are dead will come back together
一个也丢不掉
no one will be missed out
那天我们这样看见保罗了
Therefore, that day we'll all see Paul.
不过你看见你不会认得的
But we probably won't be able to recognize him.
那找我们两千年的时候，我看见过保罗。
And some people said, I have seen Paul.
保罗再来的时候，不是那个时候的保罗了。
Maybe 2,000 years ago, people may recognize him, but when he returns, you won't be able to recognize him.
他的荣光比我们任何人都大呀。
Because he will have this great glory.
那你看一个荣光最大的是保罗。
Maybe look for the one with the greatest glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
啊，我自己年龄比你们大了都。
And I'm older than most of you.
对不对？还有年龄比我大的，我年龄比很多人大了。
I'm older than most of you here.
那。我常常怀念我自己的年长弟兄姊妹啊
I always miss very much those brothers and sisters that are older than I was
多半都殉道了
Most of them have been martyred
都死在了手他们仇敌手里面了
Die in the hands of our enemies
但是我们有盼望
But we always have this hope
要回来的
They are coming back
都要回来的
They will all come back
一个也漏不掉的
No one will miss out
他要复活的
Because they will all be raised from
the dead 他要和主一同回来的
They will all come back with the Lord
主要带着圣者一同回来
Because the Lord will return with his holy people
这是真理
This is truth
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
今天我们呢
Today,
所以保罗，对不起，我讲乱了。那个，主耶稣回来。
Jesus returns.
啊，在圣经里面看见他回来那些时代的情形是什么样
？And Bible describes how the return is going to be like.
马太福音24章。
Matthew 24.
主说：“我必快要回来。
”Jesus says, "I will surely come back."
主他我来的时候。
He said, when I return,
像闪电一样,
will be like a lightning.
给东边一闪一照到天那一边,
cross from the west east to the west.
那么除了像闪电一样, 为什么呢?
Why is that so?
这闪电, 电是最快的。
Lightning travels fast.
一秒钟, 电可以到地球几圈呢?
Within a second, it can travel the globe many times.
从东照到西。
It will shine from the east to the west.
这句话我们的头脑里麻烦大了。
And sometimes we have hard time understanding.
这个东在哪一面呢？
We say, well, where is east?
麻烦了，地球是圆的。
Well, the globe is round.
啊，有一趟我碰到个我在美国认识的好朋友啊。
And there's a good friend of mine in this country.
他是白种人。
He was a Caucasian.
他跟我讲话呀。
He shared with me.
老是他有口的话，你们东方人怎么样？你们东方怎么样
？Whenever he talked to me, he would say, "You Asian, or you Orientals."
我东方，听多了听烦了。
And I really didn't like the way he called.
因为我说弟兄，你讲话不准确了。
I said, "Brother, that's not correct statement."
他不晓得我为什么讲话不准确。
He didn't understand why I said that.
懂？你为什么讲我是东方啊
？Why did you call me people from Orient?
东方这句话是欧洲人讲的。
Actually, Europeans should say that.
欧洲人叫我们东方嘛，他在西面，我在东面，是没有错的。
Because we are indeed to the east of their country.
你是美国人呐、啊。
So this is the United States.
你在美国讲这话呀
？How can you say that in this country?
你在我东面，我在你西面啊。
You are to the east, I'm to the west.
我不叫你东方弟兄，你叫我东方弟兄了。
And、I don't call you brothers from the Orient. How come you call me brother from the Orient?
我们弟兄很聪明啊。
He was a smart man.
他知道我不是给他争弟弟的位置、啊。
He knew we're not arguing about geography.
我是不喜欢他讲这句话了。
I just don't like the way he called.
所以如果我住下去啊，他这个东方弟兄不叫了。
And so he stopped calling me that.
这叫我们亲爱的弟兄，不叫东方弟兄了。
Then he said, "Dear brother."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brother, sister.
从东到西的话很难讲啊。
It's very hard to say what's from east to west.
从美国和我们算吗？从美国先开始的。
If you look at this country, you start from this country.
然后去台湾的。
And then go to Taiwan.
So, 台湾来说
But from Taiwan's point of view,
欧洲来说我们台湾先开始东面我们照到西面去的
From Europe's point of view it should start from Taiwan
现在我就想我胡说八道了
well, These are just nonsense
主耶稣没有东方西方的问题、啊、
Because when Jesus comes this won't be
他要从天降临
He will come from heaven
从上面来的
And he will come from above
一下就照亮了
And then suddenly the entire world will be enlightened
主耶稣用我们的笨头脑是用闪电来做比方就是了
Because we're just not smart enough So he has to use lightning as an example
闪电怎么比主啊
How can you compare the Lord coming with lightning
主来比闪电快多了没有时间问题了
At a much faster speed
他没有时间空间的问题了
There's no limitation to him as far as time concerned
他将一下把所有的人类都照亮了
He will come and enlighten everyone's heart immediately
哪里都觉得我们这里开始了
Everybody will feel that it starts from us
主来了
The Lord has come
我亲眼看见了
I have behold with my own eyes
主来了
The Lord has come
我们全教会都看见了
All church will see it
你不知道全地球都看见了
The whole earth will see his coming
这马太24章
That's Matthew 24
他说到了幕后的时代大家会说基督在这里基督在那里
He said at the end days people will say Oh Christ is here Oh there's Christ Here's Christ
你们不要信
Do not believe them
有人说基督在旷野
Some may say he's in the desert.
不要去。
Don't go.
有的说基督在屋里。
Some may say he's in the inner room.
不要信。
Don't believe it.
我像闪电一样。
Because I will come like lightning.
一下把全地球全人类都照亮了。
Suddenly the whole earth will be enlightened.
到了彼得后书四十三章了。
When it comes to Second Peter,
彼得来说到主来的这些光景了。
When Peter describes the coming of the Lord.
他先说句话。
He first said,
主看一日如千年。
He said, you know, with the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day.
祖先告诉我们。
The Lord has told us.
主不活在时间里。
He doesn't live in the confinement of time.
主不活在空间里。
He doesn't live in space.
我们一日跟千年差了太大太大了，对不对？
To us, a day is very different from a thousand years.
主看一天和千年一样的。
But for the Lord, they are the same.
对啊，一日如千年，千年如一日。
A day is like a thousand years, and thousand years are like a day.
当主来的时候。
When He comes.
主来了。他时间问题都没有了。
To him, time is not a problem.
第二节他说。
And then Peter said,
主来像贼一样。
When he comes, will come like a thief.
这句话。
And this statement.
彼得从主耶稣的话听来的。
He heard that directly from the Lord.
不然主彼得不敢讲这个字的。
Otherwise, he would dare not refer to his coming with the word thief.
主耶稣说。我来像贼一样。
Jesus told him, "I will come like a thief."
神的儿子太清洁了。
And he's so holy as the Son of God.
他不在乎任何的比喻放在他身上的。
He really doesn't care what kind of comparison or parables we use on.
那个时候用个贼字嘛，最恰当了。
And the word he used, thief, was perfect.
什么叫做贼像贼一样啊
？Why was he coming like a thief?
你们家里有没有贼去过啊
？Have you ever been invaded by thieves.
美国的贼很少了。
It's not very common here in this country.
那不是说没有。
It's not that they don't have thieves
那,
here.
我就碰到过贼偷的事情的。
And I've been a stolen.
我们在台湾就说那贼蛮多的了。
When I was in Taiwan, we had quite a few thieves at that time.
特别是我们刚到台湾的十年了，那贼太多了。Especially
the first 10 years when we migrated to Taiwan.
我家里有好多次被贼逮捕。I've
been stolen many times by them.
好多次啊。Many
times.
这个贼来啊。
When they come.
你事先知不知道呀？
Will they notify you in advance?
有没有知道谁来了？
Would you know in advance?
啊？
No.
不知道。
No.
忽然发现了。
It suddenly happened.
发现了贼就走掉了。
When you discover, he was long gone.
原来贼来过了。
Then you realize.
来来来，快快快，看看什么东西偷走了。
Then you check out if you have lost something.
我刚到台湾的头两年呢。
First 2 years when I came to Taiwan.
来了一个笨贼。
There was this stupid thief.
我们这个四家人家呀。
There are four households living together.
彼此有防守条约的。
And we have this agreement.
因为贼来的太多了。
Because there are so many thieves.
每家人家的门后面呢，都放个棍子。
So we all put a rod at the behind the back door.
有一个叫做贼来了。
Whenever somebody shouts, here comes the thief.
拿棍子出来了。
We will grab the rod and come out.
那一天贼到我家里来了。
And that day, the thief came to my house.
我听见声音了，我这个睡觉不是睡得很惊醒的人。
And my light sleeper, so I heard a sound.
我听见有人这么。 不是从大门进来的。
And I could tell that man did not come in through the main entrance.
他走到厨房来。
He went to the kitchen.
我就喊起来了，贼来了。
So I shout out loud, said, "Here comes the thief."
我自己拿棍子到外面去了哈。
So I hold on to the stick.
其实我想想，我真是笨的。
I wasn't too smart either.
我是个基督徒啊。
I was a Christian.
我拿棍子干什么呢？
What's the point of holding a weapon?
我看见给我打他。
Am I gonna hit him with it?
别人能打我，可不能打的。
Other people may, but I'm not gonna do that.
我后来我真是碰到个贼啊。
And later I did encounter a thief.
我出去跟他碰上了。
And I encountered him face to face.
我怎么办呢？
So what could I do?
我说你客气点好不好？
I said, please, be polite.
我知道你来了。
I know you're here.
姐，你快走了。
Please, just leave.
我怎么办呢？我就要大家举报。
What else can I do?
还有一个贼在我旁边呢。
There's another time a thief was standing next to me.
大家坐火车，我站着，他也站着。
We were on the train together.
我发现他的手伸到我的口袋里。
He was a pocket picker. He stretched out his hand into my pocket.
我怎么办？
So what do I do?
我要抓他打他，我没办法的，我就信服。
Did I grab hold on him?
我还没传道人来的。
I'm a minister.
我说朋友啊，你客气点好不好？
So I said, my friend, please.
你的手从口袋里拿出去了。
Would you please remove your hand from my pocket?
那一天啊。
And that day,
谁来了？
When I shout out,
这三家人都跑出来了。
The other three households came out.
我也出来了。
I went out too.
那谁在哪里？
Where is the thief? They said.
我家里来过。
He said, "Well, he just came to my house."
我在哪里我不知道。
I don't know where he is.
大家散了。
So we went back home.
我回去好好的要去找了。
So I went home to take a look.
偷掉什么东西了没有？
See what I have lost.
什么也没有偷。
Nothing was lost.
我的厨房有个破锅子，他偷走了。
But he got a broken pot on my stove.
他偷个破锅子干什么？
I don't know why he take that.
后来。 有人告诉我了。
Somebody else.
他说我们这里的规矩啊，贼来的不能空手走的。
We have this rule that when we invade into a house, we don't leave empty-handed.
空手走就是很不吉利的。
Because that's a bad fortune.
他总要带个东西走的。
That's a bad luck for us.
你一喊贼来了。
Because you shout out, here is the thief.
他就顺手带个破锅子走了。
He just picked up whatever he could.
原来如此。
And he got the broken pot.
主耶稣来了。
And but when Jesus comes,
他对我们不防备的是,
he comes at a time we don't know.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 这是我们没有一个人知道的,
no one would know.
贼忽然进来了,
he will come suddenly.
主耶稣像贼一样,
Jesus comes as a thief.
他偷什么?
What is he trying to get at?
他可不偷就破锅子的,
he doesn't want those broken pots.
提摩太后说,
and 2 Timothy tells us,
大户人家,
and in a big house,
有金器银器, 不起瓦器,
there are different vessels, some are of gold, some are of silver, some are of wood, some are of clay.
那这个太不一样了。金说到神的美丽生命,
gold talks about the beautiful life of God.
银说到美丽的救赎生命,
silver talks about the redemption life of
God. 木器说到人的人性肉体,
the wood talks about our flesh.
瓦器说到天然生命的表现,
and the clay talks about our fleshly manifestation.
主说我来像贼一样,
The Lord says, I will come like a thief.
主耶稣不偷那个木器瓦器的。
He doesn't steal anything that's of wood or clay.
把最好的器皿偷走了。
For the most noble instruments or vessels.
把金器银器偷走了。
Those of gold and silver you would take.
把木器瓦器撇下。
And you'll leave behind those of wood and clay.
亲爱的，因为我们都要宝贵，我们被主偷走啊。
Therefore, brother and sister, may your word be stolen by the Lord.
这叫第一次被提啊。
And that is referring to the first rapture.
主耶稣秘密回来了。
He comes back in secret.
他把最爱他的人。
And you will take the one you love the most.
最追求他的人。
The ones that pursue him the most.
最表现他生命的人。
The one manifests his life the most.
主耶稣提走了。
He will take them up with him.
我们都不知道。
And we will not even know that happened.
我们过了会儿，我们发现。
We may discover afterwards.
怎么我家里一个最爱主的人不见了呢
？So how come the one that in my house loves the Lord most is gone?
妈妈有个弟兄姊妹告诉我，他家里一个最爱主的人不见了呢
？And some may come tell us that you know the one in my house loves the Lord is gone.
第三个、第四的告诉我这句话。
And many people may come to us and share that information.
那我明白了。
That we will know.
弟兄姊妹不对啊，主来过了。
The Lord has come.
把最爱他的人都提走了。
He has taken up with him those who he loves the most.
你和我被提。
And you and I are left behind.
我们要哀哭切齿了。
We need to just cry and gnash our teeth.
弟兄姊妹要警醒啊。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, stay alert.
他就晨星出现。
Wait to see the appearing of the morning star.
仰望主的第一次的来。
Look up to his first coming.
然后看见第二次了。
And then is his second coming.
全教会都被提了。
That's when the whole church is raptured.
在空中云外与主相遇。
We'll meet with the Lord in the air in the clouds.
这保罗写那件提撒这个提欧第四章啊。
Second Thessalonians chapter four。
那个对不起，彼得还没讲完，先慢慢讲保罗。彼得下面他说，像贼来一样之后。
Peter said he will come like a thief.
他说天必有大有响声废掉。
He said the heaven will disappear with a big roar.
凡有物质的都要被烈火消化。
And the elements will all be destroyed by fire.
已经到了最后一点了。
And has come to the end.
所以我们在世为人。
Therefore, when we live on this earth,
应当如何的圣洁？
We should live how.Holy we should live.
如何的虔诚
We should live a holy and godly life.
切切的仰望主来
As we look forward to the day of the God.
我们知道主来
We know he's coming back.
不知道什么时候
But we don't know when.
我们特别说他秘密回来了
We talk about he's coming back in secret.
我们切切仰望主来
Therefore we should look forward to that day.
每个时候都要警醒啊
Stay alert every moment.
每一天都要警醒啊
Stay alert every day.
我们不知道
We don't know when.
有弟兄他软弱的时候
Well, there's a brother when he's weak.
哎，我几十年的教会碰到弟兄姊妹情奇奇怪怪情形多了。
And I've encountered all kinds of problems among children of God.
他真是很软弱。
One time he was really weak.
那他是个年轻的传道人。
He's a young missionary.
跟我在一起。
Young minister. He works with me.
他谢了主不要来，求主不要来。
And he asked the Lord, "Do not return."
我说你个天哪一个弟兄叫主叫主不要来，我都愿意主快来，你说主不要来呢
？I said you should say, Lord, I wish you come back. So how come you say, Lord, don't come back?
现在我这个软弱的时候。
He said because I'm still in my weak condition.
主一来碰上我那么个软弱法。
So if Lord returns now in my condition.
我完了。
I'm through.
我的奉献也完了。
And all my offering for him is gone.
我爱主也完了。
All my loving will be over.
我侍奉也完了。
My service for him will be over.
那我说主要说什么时候来呢？
I said then when should the Lord come?
等我有个转机了。
He said when I have a turning point.
等我要好起来的时候。
When I become better.
我说好像主不是主，还是你是主哎。
I said now who is the Lord after all?
你可以定规主什么时候来的呀？
Are you trying to decide when he should come?
我弟兄也没有那么样严重。
I said brother don't be so worried.
主来不是看你今天那么软弱了。
When he returns he does not look at your condition today.
那我一生软弱的人，刚好那天他刚强了主来了，他在上算了。
For someone who has been weak all days of his life, but he was strong in one day, and the Lord comes back that day, that he has won the prize.
没有这回事情。
There's no such thing.
我们整个的生命是都测验的。
Because our entire life, walk on earth, will be tested.
倒不是看你今天软弱刚强了。
The Lord does not look at our condition today only.
主知道我们的生命。
He
knows our life. He
knows the condition of our life.
他要提我们。
And he will take us up.
照着我们的生命。
And he takes us up according to our measure.
要全教会被提啊。
The whole church will be raptured.
刚强软弱的都被提了。
Whether we're strong or weak, we're all going to be raptured.
好，等到保罗来传信息了。
When Paul talk about this.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后前书四章要主再来了。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul talked about it.
论到睡了的人。
He said, when we talk about those who have fallen asleep.
保罗讲的话太好了。
He said it so well.
他这个讲睡了就死了的人啊。
When he referred to the dead people, he said those who have fallen asleep.
但是保罗从来不讲死字的。
He doesn't use the word dead.
保罗用四个字来讲死。
He described death with four different words.
这里第一个说睡。
First word he will use is like fall asleep.
所以我学了保罗的话了。
So I like to imitate what he said.
一个弟兄过世了。
When someone passed away.
我就主持丧事聚会。
When I went to
关死人躺在那里。
To speak in the funeral, looking at the dead body lying in the coffin.
我都说我们的弟兄睡了。
I would say our brother has fallen asleep.
死了就完了，对不对？
Because if we say he's dead,
睡了，他会醒的，对不对？
No, falling asleep, he will wake up one day.
深深相信我弟兄有一天要醒过来的。
We truly believe one day he will wake up.
主要叫每一个睡的人都要醒过来的。
Because the Lord will cause everyone has fallen asleep to wake up.
论到已经死的圣徒。
Talk to those who have fallen asleep.
保罗这个地方的最好的圣经。
And this is the best scripture about it.
论到睡了的人。
About those who have fallen asleep.
都要醒过来的。
They will wake up one day.
保罗用睡。
He used the word sleep.
保罗在另外地方用个字叫重。
Another word he uses to plant.
一个人死，他说死了不了之后就种下去。
When you die, you don't really die. You are planted.
种下去是软弱的。
What you plant is weak.
复活是强壮的。
But when resurrection comes, it's strong.
种下去是羞辱的。
What you plant is shameful.
复活是荣耀的。
But when it's risen, it's gonna be glorious.
保罗讲过来讲过去就不用个死字。
He used different terms, but he will not use the word dead.
他用个重。
He used the word plant.
他再用个字。
Another word he used.
他说要叫变化。
Was to change, to transform.
我们弟兄在变化。
And our brother is transformed.
你有没有看见过蚕
？Have you ever seen the worms?
是吧？看见过蚕
？Silk worms.
我在很年轻时候养过蚕的。
I had quite a few of those when I was young.
养蚕好玩，养蚕的。
Just for fun.
啊，那个蚕到的时候啊。
And when it comes to a point,
它不吃了。
The worm will stop eating.
不动了。
Will not move.
因为死了。
You feel that probably dead.
哎，它没有死啊。
No, they are not dead.
它吐丝了。
They start spit out these silk.
把自己包起来了。
And wrap themselves around.
很大的蚕变了个圆的怎么了？变了个茧了。
Become a cocoon.
那我不懂得，因为它是死了。
I didn't know. I thought they all died.
这个结可以好久啊。
Because they stay in that shape for a while.
它也不吃。
And neither would they eat anymore.
这么软软的一个东西，爬的现在变成个球了。
A moving worm become like a ball.
它在变化。
He is in the process of transforming.
等到时候到了。
When the time comes.
它从里面出来的时候。
It will break through it.
不，没有一点蚕的样子。
It will no longer look like the worm.
它变飞的一个蛾了。
Become a flying.
这是个很不完全的比方了。
Now, this is not a complete example.
保罗说我们圣徒睡的时候叫做变化。
Paul says when we sleep, we are being transformed.
正在变化。
We are in the process of being transformed.
到主来的时候。
When the Lord comes.
要穿上一个荣耀的形状了。
And we'll embody this beautiful and glorious shape.
你现在这个样子我也不认得，我现在这个样子你到那天你也不认得了。
We will not be able to recognize each other that day.
大家都穿上荣耀身体了。
We're all going to put on ourselves this glorious body.
变化
will be transformed.
最后保留个字
and the fourth word he used
叫安歇
was to rest.
保罗这个十字架好不好？
Isn't that a nice thought?
我已经讲了这么多十字了，他一个字也不讲了。
And I used the word death so many times, but he never used that word.
有时候我跟个姊妹讲了。
One time I shared with this Christian sister.
你讲这个十字太多了。
I said you used that word death too much.
累死了。
I'm so tired to death.
烦死了。
I'm so bothered.
小孩子一闹都吵死了。
And the kids are so noisy.
你一天讲多少十字啊？
Like she described everything with the word death.
圣经使徒先知都不讲这个十字啊。
And in the Bible, these apostles and prophets they don't use that word.
这十字神的儿女。少讲哈。
So children of God, don't use the word death too often.
回家去大家不要讲死字哈。
Try to avoid to use that word, okay?
讲什么？
What should you say?
嗯，变化哈，讲最第三个叫变化了，变化了就啊，睡了。
Fallen asleep.
已经在什么？种了。
Or to be planted.
然后就变化了。
Or in the process of being transformed.
就卸了我一切的功了。
Or I have rested all my work.
我的年龄比你们很多人大。
I'm older than most of you.
一生很劳苦啊。
And I labor much.
啊，到台湾去。
When I went to Taiwan.
弟兄姊妹们说弟兄太辛苦了
They said brother Z you work too hard
你啊要多一点休息啊
You need to be tired you need to rest
啊你在我们这里啊你要有点要卡住时间休息啊
If you're here make sure you get some rest
听烦了
And I really don't like that kind of life
但是他们以为我年龄大就需要休息啊
They thought I'm old so I need to rest more
不要劝我休息啊
No, don't bother to advise me like that
很快就大休息了
Because I will soon rest completely
今天不是休息的时候啊
Right now is not time for me to rest
今天是我工作的时候啊
Not time for me to work
有一天我真的要休息了你还喊不醒我了
One day when I truly rest you can't even wake me up
都不懂得休息了
Understand the meaning of rest
我们不是死了
We're not dead
卸了一切的工
But we have rest our work
和主一同安息了
And enjoy the rest with the Lord
实在耶稣何等宝贵
To Jesus, death is precious.
知道吧？在耶稣里面就是何等宝贵呀！
The death in Jesus is truly precious.
要照着我们的度量穿上荣耀身体了。
One day we'll be transformed and wear this new body according to our measure.
保罗。
Paul.
到了这里要宣告。
Proclaimed here.
他说要把耶稣到巴的圣徒一同带来。
He said, "Well, he will bring those who have fallen asleep."
把圣徒一同带来
he will bring forth all the saints
在下面他大宣告了
and then he made an even greater proclamation
主必亲自从天降临
our Lord will return will come down from heaven himself
主要亲自从天降临
he himself will come down from heaven
哎，这句话，我们的诗歌主，我王必定快要再来的。
When we sing the first hymn tonight,
根据保罗这句话
，My King surely come back. It's based upon his verse here.
主必亲自从天降临。
He will come himself from heaven.
撒迦利亚书十四章说，三光都退缩了。
And you don't even see all illumination.
日月星辰都不发光了。
You cannot see the shining of sun, moon, or stars.
不是日头月亮改变了。
It's not they have changed.
天空满了耶稣的荣耀。
But the whole sky will be filled with the glory of Jesus.
主耶稣降临的荣耀。
The glory of his descension.
日头月亮都看不见了。
You can't even see the light of sun, moon, or stars anymore.
神的儿女只看见荣耀。
You can only see the glory of him.
我们羡不羡慕那天
Do we envy that day's coming?
啊我们的短短诗歌我最喜欢我年轻唱的这首短诗
I love a short hymn we sang when I was young
满天荣耀满天光明
It's filled with the glory It's filled with the light in the sky
耶稣基督竟降临
Jesus Christ has come
满天荣耀啊
The whole sky is filled with glory
满天发光啊
Filled with light
耶稣基督的荣耀光明把所有的三光都遮盖了
And the glory of his coming will cover all the rest of the light
那是主所知道的那天
And thatThat is the day known by the Lord.
主必亲自从天降临。
He himself will come.
保罗那天有喊声啊。
And so Paul said there will be a great shout.
有天使长的声音啊。
There'll be the voice of the archangel.
所有从天上来的那个使者。
All the messengers from heaven.
都要欢呼了。
Will shout out.
耶稣回来了。
That Jesus has come.
他们啊，关系怎么跟我像我们和主的关系啊
？Their relationship with the Lord cannot compare to our relationship with the Lord.
我们一天到晚叫主耶稣说亲爱的主。
When we say Lord, we say, "Oh, dear Lord."
哪个天使敢喊的
？No angel dares to call Jesus dear Lord.
天使长也不敢喊的。
Not even the archangel.
他只叫的神儿子的荣耀啊。
They only know the glory of the Son of God.
他敢叫耶稣叫亲爱的主。
They dare not to refer to him as the dear Lord.
在主面前俯伏下拜。
They could only bow at his feet.
我们昨天唱的是个冠他万王之王啊。
The hymn we sang last night, crown him with many crowns.
天使随时天上。
Angels, even though they serve in the heaven,
不敢凝视观望。
They dare not to gaze upon his glory.
在那荣耀奥秘之前。
And in the presence of his glorious mystery,
唯独眼目低长。
They can only hide their eyes.
谁敢举目看呢、啊、
？Nobody dare to gaze upon him.
只有我们呢、啊。
Only we can.
亲爱的主啊
，Dear Lord，
主是我们最亲爱的主啊。
He is our dearest Lord.
哪一个人比主耶稣那么亲爱啊
？And no one is closer or more dear than Jesus.
那么这是荣耀的主回来了。
So when the glorious Lord returns,
我们看见满天都是呼声了。
We shall see the sky will be filled with shouts of Christ.
保罗说那些死掉的人先复活。
And Paul said those who have fallen asleep will be revived first.
是头一件事。
This is the first thing.
当主再来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
头一件事。 死人复活了。
First thing is the dead will rise.
然后和那些活着存留的人
，and those who are still alive and remain，
一同被提到空中云外
，will be taken up together in the sky。
主从他的宝座呢。三层天啊、
and in the same time, from the third heavens, the Lord's throne,
已经跨过整个宇宙天了。
The Lord will have passed through the cosmic universe.
在主没有时间的。
To him, there's no limitation of time.
主耶稣升天。
He ascended into heaven.
对于主来说，一下就已经在三层天了。
To him, it happened immediately.
主在那个120个门徒面前慢慢升天了。
Yet in the eyes of his 120 disciples, he ascended slowly.
他们都通通看，跟着他往上看了。
They all saw him going up.
那主是故意的呀。
The Lord did it for their sake.
慢慢的升天了。
He did it slowly.
那实在不讲笑话，那真的。
I'm not kidding. It's true.
那个叫所有弟兄们120人确确实实知道主升天了。
So that all the 120 people can witness he indeed ascended into heaven.
对主来怎么一下已经在三升天宝座上了
？So the Lord he can immediately reach the third heaven.
那个时候我们升天也和主一样的了。
And when we ascend, we will have the same thing.
主耶稣降临了。
And then Jesus will come down.
降到很近了。
And come close to us.
在空中云外了。
And in the sky, in the air, we meet.
那我们都要被提了。
We all gonna be raptured that day.
提到空中云外了。
To be in the sky.
那用天使用号筒的大声啊。
And at that time, there will be sound of the great trumpet.
把选民从四方都召集了来。
And they will gather all the elect from four wings.
那是主来说最荣耀的事了。
And that is the most glorious thing happened.
天使用号筒吹出大声。
Angels will blow the trumpet with great sound.
我自己写的诗歌要天上万号吹响。
And I wrote this hymn that.Thousands of horns will be sounded.
那有人问我了，这个号筒什么样的号筒呢
？As people ask me, what kind of trumpet you have there?
那麻烦了，我不知道。
How would I know?
不是我看见过那个号筒的，不是的。
I never saw the trumpet in heaven.
那不是的。
No, I never saw it.
这个约翰写这本书2000年以前呢
？John wrote this 2,000 years ago.
他只能把他懂的事情来形容清楚吧
？He could only describe what he saw with things he understood.
天使发出大声啊
！He said they make loud sounds.
其实我们要升上去啊。
If we want to ascend,
不是靠着天使的声音了。
We don't ascend by the help of the sound of angels.
天使是我们的差役啊。
Angels are here to serve us.
我们和主心灵相通的。
It's because we're heart to heart with the Lord.
耶稣降临了。
When Jesus comes down,
一下把我们通通吸在一起了。
Suddenly he will draw us all together with him.
哎呀，我真是在常常想那一天呢。
I often think about the condition of that day.
做梦都梦到那一天
呢。I even dream about it.
哎呀，梦到什么？梦到我们这么多弟兄，怎么一下都能往上走了
？And I dream that all of us suddenly just move upwardly.
这个笨头脑在想这个事情的。
And actually, that's a stupid thought.
这很甜美啊。
But it's a sweet song.
我醒过来了。
When I woke up.
我想地上的基督徒有多少
？I said, Well, how many Christians on earth?
十亿以上啊。
At least 1 billion.
不得了，洛杉矶是容不下的。
Even Great Los Angeles cannot accommodate that many people.
这么多的圣徒
，so many saints，
一下都被吸引了。
Suddenly, all are taken up。
我们一下都在空中云外了。
And suddenly, we'll be in the air, in the sky。
那一天，我们看见教会伟大了。
And you will see the greatness of church that day。
这么多的弟兄姊妹啊
！So many brothers and sisters。
再不敢笑了，我说我们的教会了。
You can no longer say, "Oh, our church."
你的教会像个灰尘啊
！Our church will be in the size of dust.
要看见主荣耀的教会了。
You will see the glorious church of the Lord.
都吸收在主的面前了。
And all appear in His presence.
有没有弟兄插个牌子？我是浸信会的。
You will see any sign showing this is the Baptist church.
我是长老会的。
And this is Presbyterian.
我是忘记我们聚会的名字。昨天我有问我，我想说，我们叫 Christian Assembly。
And our name is Christian Assembly, which I almost forgot.
Christian Assembly 根本不是个名字了。
Really not a denomination.
是个基督徒的聚会就是了。
It just symbolizes the gathering of Christians.
都被吸上去了。
We're all taken up by him.
那个弟兄相爱，那个爱心都用不上那么大。
And you don't really need a lot of love for each other.
看见主的爱有多大。
Because you see the great love of the Lord.
这么多的人。
So many people.
每一个都是宝血买来的。
And everyone is bought by His blood.
每一个都是主为他死的。
And for everyone, Jesus died.
每一个都是主爱的。
Everyone, Jesus loved.
一下都围绕耶稣了。
Suddenly, all of us are going to surround Him.
那么和主一同回到地上来。
And we'll return to earth together with Him.
要新耶路撒冷城要出现了。
And then you see the appearing of the new Jerusalem.
当中是过渡。
And you see the kingdom of the Lord is coming. The kingdom of a thousand years will come.
这是彼得讲的信息了。
And that's the message from Peter.
所以讲的背起。
It talks about raptures.
主来之前。
Before the Lord's return.
主耶稣自己先讲的。
He said this himself.
主耶稣讲的背起有得胜背起。
When he talks about rapture, he refers to the rapture of overcome.
两个妇人一起推磨。
She said there were two women working together.
取取一个，撇下一个。
One be taken up, one will remain.
两个人一起在田里做工。
Two people cultivating in the field.
取取一个，撇下一个。
One be taken up, one will remain.
两个人一起在床上。
Two people on the bed.
取取一个，撇下一个。
One will be taken, one will remain.
主耶稣的话很严肃了。
And that is so serious in his words.
两个女的一起推磨。
Two women working together,
最亲近的同工了
and they're close co-workers,
两个人就在床上
and two people in bed,
人中间最亲近的关系了
that's the closest relationship man and woman have,
是夫妻的关系了
that's the relationship husband and
wife, 当主要来了
so when Jesus comes,
当背起的时候
and comes to rest,
谁也沾不了谁的光
no one can take credit for us,
两个人去推磨一个不见了一个留下了
two are working together, one will be taken and one will stay,
两个夫妻非常的恩爱
Two loving husband and wife.
一个被提了，一个不见了。
One will be taken up, one will stay.
一个退下了。
One will be left behind.
这是主耶稣讲的话。
And this is what's said by the Lord Himself.
我们要彼此劝勉了。
So let us encourage one another.
从我们最亲近的人劝开始啊。
Encourage, advise people that are closest to us.
看看是他爱主还是我爱主啊。
To check who loves the Lord more.
糟糕，我比他不爱主呢。
If you find out that you love less.
你要为我祷告啊
you ask the other party to pray for you
你很爱我到底你取取了我撇下了
See if you love me so much how can you go and me left behind
到回来你爱是不如我的
On the contrary if I love more
你要快惊醒啊
Then I will advise you to stay alert
今天你看看我这个丈夫是你的生命啊
And today you regard me as your life
有一天我提走了
But one day when I'm taken away
你可留不住我啊
You cannot keep me anymore
快爱主啊
Therefore love the Lord now
一同被提啊
We can be raptured together.
取取一个，撇下一个。
One will be taken, one will be left behind.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这句话惊醒了多少弟兄姊妹
？And these words have kept us alarmed.
我们从前神的儿女的真理比我们今天懂，那真理比我们今天懂得多。
In the past old days, children of God know Bible truth more than children of God today.
大家都知道主耶稣再来。
So we need to study the truth regarding his coming.
也都知道主耶稣要被提。
We all knew his coming, and we all knew about rapture.
取取一个，撇下一个。
One will be taken up, one will be left behind.
我们现在就知道了。
So we know.
彼此劝勉。
We should encourage one another.
我们今天晚上就在彼此劝勉。
And tonight we need to encourage one another.
告诉你们主快来了。
I'm telling you he's coming back soon.
一直秘密回来，谁都不知道。
The first time he come back in secret, no one will know.
主不会弄错的。
He will not make mistakes.
今天晚上我就发生了。
If it happens tonight,
最爱主的人被提了。
Those who love him the most will be raptured.
糟糕，明天看一看这个讲道人还在呢。
And tomorrow you say, oh, how come the speaker of the conference still remains?
一个我们不认识的姊妹被提了呢。
But a sister we don't know very well is gone.
那主弄错了。
We say maybe the Lord made a mistake.
主不会弄错的。
The Lord never makes mistakes.
那个讲道人的光景被明显出来了。
The condition of the speaker will be revealed through that.
不够资格被主提啊。
He or she is not qualified to be raptured.
什么话不说这个姊妹她有资格被主提啊。
A sister who is usually very quiet but she will be raptured.
暗中的得胜。
She is the overcomer in secret.
隐藏的生命。
She has a hidden life.
低迷的眼泪。
And she has tears in secret.
到了主来的时候，都公开了。
When the Lord comes, everything will be made known.
每一件的背后的都显明了。
All the stories, hidden stories will be known.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要从心里要真实的跟随了。
Therefore, when we follow the Lord, we follow Him truthfully from our heart.
求主接近我们。
We ask the Lord to cleanse us.
求主预备我们。
Ask the Lord to prepare us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
讲到整个主来的信息要结束了。
And the message regarding His return is about to end.
旧约的信息结束在主再来。
And the Old Testament ended at His coming.
撒迦利亚书说主的再来。
Zechariah talked about His coming.
马拉基说再来的主。
Malachi talked about the coming Lord.
撒迦利亚说。
主耶稣的脚站在橄榄山上。
Zacharias talked about how he set his feet on the Mount Olives.
他要把所有圣者一同带来。
How he's bringing together with him all the holy people.
那一天山光都不见了。
And his glory will be so big you can't even see outside. 满
天都是神的荣耀了。
His sky will be filled with the glory of God.
马拉基他说。
Malachi talked.
他说呢，那天叫外邦人像四处烧着的火炉一样。
He said all the Gentiles were burned like a furnace.
根本枝条一无存留。
Not even the root or branch would stay.
比我们敬畏主名的人
yeah, for us who fear in the name of the Lord
公义的日头出现
the sun of righteousness will rise
他的光线有医治之能
with healing in its wings
我们真爱主耶稣的话
we really love what the Lord said here
他公义的日头出现了光线有医治之能
and the sun of righteousness will rise and there is healing in its wings
今天我们的身体
our body today
身体都是麻烦会病
always give us trouble because it gets sick
啊你就算你没有病吧
Even though you're healthy
你会不会老啊
Don't you get old、
啊、
Will you get old
没有个人不老的人吗
Everybody gets old
都会衰老啊
We're all gonna get old
我们的身体麻烦
Our physical body is trouble
我们身体不好看
It's not beautiful
实在来说住在身体里面的魂
Truthly speaking The soul that dwells inside
比身体麻烦更大了
Actually, it's a bigger trouble than the body.
我们的魂被罪缠绕啊。
Because our soul is affected by sin.
里面生命的污秽要比身体更厉害啊。
The filthiness within is worse than the filthiness in our body.
动怒是里面动怒啊。
Anger comes from within.
我们跟人过不去是里面的问题啊。
When we have trouble with other people, it's the problem
from within. 我们不信是里面不信啊。
When we disbelieve, it's the disbelief from within.
我们的魂生命啊。
Our soul life.
魂生命要得医治嘛更难了。
It's hard for us to get healed.
美国的神医最有名的。
And it's very popular to have miracle healing crusade here.
美国的神医的恩赐最有名的。
And the United States is famous for a healing gift.
注意身体对不对？
But those healings are mainly for the physical body.
说快三年以前了，我病也是病。
About 3 years ago, I was sick.
弟兄们说，死定了，去看个神医了。
And some brother advised me to go to see somebody has a healing gift.
我经常劝人带人去看神医的。
And I do bring people to those crusades.
我自己不想去。
But personally, I didn't want to go.
我完全知道神给我的权利的。
I know the privilege the Lord has given me.
主答应我的。
The Lord has promised.
所以我不需要去了。
So I don't have to go outside.
但是有美国没有一个医病的人说医灵魂的有没有？
But you have ever heard about who is gift at healing people's soul life?
有人你快告诉我啊！有没有人告诉我义魂的、啊、
？If you know anybody who's good at healing people's soul, let me know.
如果到义魂的恩赐，我快快去了要。
Because if that's the case, I will go to him right away.
啊，那就要去了，他能医治我的魂，那这个事太大了。
That's a great matter if he can heal my soul.
我们的魂没有办法的。
It is very hard to do that.
只有主能改变我们呢、啊。
Only the Lord can change.
今天主改变我们呢、啊。
If the Lord changes today.
工作很慢、啊。
It's a slow work.
呀，我改变到今天几十年了哈。
He's been trying to do that on me for decades.
到主面前来吗？真的常常抬不起头来。
And many times I couldn't even lift my head in his presence.
在主光底下呢，满了亏欠呢。
I feel so ashamed in his light.
觉得里面有多少不对的地方呢
？I feel there are so many things wrong with me.
哦，主啊，我真的没办法呀。
And I said, Lord, I cannot help it.
到主来的时候
，When the Lord comes back，
看见公义的日头
，We shall see the Sun of righteousness.
光线有医治之能。
And with healing in its wings,
叫我灵魂、身体都改变了。
And the entire body and the soul will be changed.
那个身体也改变了。
Our body will be changed.
这保罗在腓立比讲的话了。
That's what Paul says in the book of Philippians.
叫我们身体改变形状。
That our body will be transfigured.
叫我们的卑贱的身体。
Or this lowly body.
改变和他荣耀的身体相似。
Will be changed to be like his glorious body.
这叫做荣耀盼望。
And that is the hope of glory.
里面的魂改变了。
The soul can be changed.
身体改变了。
The body is also changed.
不然的话提不上去、啊。
Otherwise, how can he rapture us?
保罗到腓立比书了。
When in the book of Philippians,
我们是天上的国民。
He said, "Our citizenship is in heaven."
等候救赎降临。
And we eagerly await a savior from heaven.
保罗最伟大的使徒啊。
And he is one of the greatest apostles.
我们是天上的国民。
He said, "Our citizenship is in heaven."
英文真的好，我用的名字啊，就是公民权 citizenship.
Our citizenship is in heaven.
保罗用的名字太时髦了。
And that's a very modern term he has.
什么公民权呢？
What is citizenship?
我
今年二月去台湾。
I went to Taiwan this February.
我去年也去台湾。
I went to Taiwan last year too.
都碰上台湾的人民上街啊。
I saw how they protest on the street.
喊口号啊。
They shout out with all these slogans.
到总统府门前去示威啊。
They went to the presidential office and to have protest.
大家去骂那个总统啊。
They scolded the president.
那我可不可以去啊？
Should I join them?
我不可以去示威啊。
Can I join them?
我可不可以去游行啊？
Can I go parade with them and protest with them?
总统面前说你们的总统该死，我可不可以讲这话？
Should I say, you know, your president deserves death?
我就被抓进去了。
Then I will be arrested.
我不是台湾的公民啊。
Because I don't have citizenship.
我是美国的公民啊。
I have the citizenship here.
那你拿着护照，美国护照，你敢来游行？
How can you protest when you hold a U.S. passport?
这是台湾的公民权啊。
Because that is the right of citizens in Taiwan.
我没有啊。
I don't have that right.
我们到了美国。
When we are in this country,
那有美国的公民权了。
And then we have the right, and we're entitled to things of the citizens.
那么，旧金山的游行呢，比洛杉矶要热闹一点。
And protest is very popular in San Francisco than in Los Angeles.
东岸的人对政治比西岸的人兴趣又大一点。
And people in the East Coast are more into politics than people in the West Coast.
神的儿女不加入的。
But children of God, let's don't participate.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他们的公民权呢、啊、
？There's a citizenship.
我们有天上的公民权。
And our citizenship is in heaven.
你的公民权是什么
？Where is your citizenship?
告诉我听听。
Let me hear it.
你是不是天国的公民
Are you a citizen of heaven?
公民权是什么
What is your citizenship?、
啊、天上的天什么呢啊什么呢台湾有全民保险
What kind of benefit you have as a citizen? Taiwan has this nationwide insurance plan.
他们每个人看医生都不要付钱的
So you don't have to pay when you go to doctor.
所以医生的生意好得不得了
Therefore they have great business.
我没有公民权，我不能的，我去花钱的要。
I have no citizen in Taiwan, so when I go to doctor, I have to pay.
美国有公民权。
I have citizenship in the United States.
美国公民权很大很大。
And that has involved a lot of benefits.
所以很多人想做美国公民啊，对不对
？So a lot of people try to apply to be citizens here.
保罗说我们有天上的公民权。
And Paul says we are the citizenship in heaven.
天上公民权太多太大了。
And that is a great citizenship.
全部圣经去找啊。
And you look through the entire Bible.
罪的赦免就公民权。
First benefit, your sins forgiven.
宝血洗我的罪就公民权。
Your precious blood will wash our sins away.
连我们的病的医治也是。公民权
sickness can be healed、
哦、我们被圣灵浇灌这件事情也是公民权
and will be filled by the Holy Spirit
你该得的
what we are entitled to
已经给你的
it's been given to us
叫你来领受的
it's something that's been prepared
到了主来
when Jesus comes
身体改变荣耀形状
our body will be transformed into his likeness
最大的公民权
the greatest citizenship of all
哎呀公天上的公民权呢
we have the citizenship of heaven
等候救主从天降临啊
we eagerly await the coming of a savior from heaven
保罗知道我们的生活了
and that involves how we live
我们生活什么生活
how do we live
就等着主来的生活
we are living to wait for his coming
除了主来之外没有事情对我们有兴趣
And there's nothing else will interest us other than His coming.
除了主来，没有一件事情，我和我都没有没关系。
Aside from His coming, nothing else has anything to do with me.
我知道主来快了。
I know He's coming back soon.
我们有天上的公民权。
Our citizenship is in heaven.
等候救主。
We eagerly await a Savior.
他要降临。
He will come.
等到。启示录了。
It comes to the book of Revelation.
到了最后二十二章了。
At chapter 22, the end.
主耶稣三次说：“我必快来。”
For three times Jesus said, "Yes, I am coming soon."
第七节说：“我必快来。”
Verse 7, he said, "I am coming soon."
我必快来。
Behold, I am coming soon.
凡遵守这书上预言的人有福了。
Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy in this book.
主每次说主必快来
Every time he said I'm coming soon
说一个护照
He will combine with the calling
说一个福分
He will talk about a blessing
我必快来
I will come soon
一个护照遵守的书上话就有福了
Blessed is he who keeps the word of prophecy in this book
这个书就圣经
This book refers to Bible
主不是说懂得圣经的有福了
The Lord did not say those who understand the Bible is blessed.
主也没说听见讲道的人有福了。
Or listen to sermon is blessed.
主也没说明白圣经的人就有福了。
Rather, he said, blessed is one who understands the Bible.
主说遵守圣经的人有福了。
He said, blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophet.
从现在开始，我们听见主的呼召了。
Therefore, this is the calling of the Lord. We are here tonight.
第一件事情顺服。
First is to obey.
服啊。
To obey,
顺服啊,
to obey,
顺服主的话,
to obey the words of the Lord.
主耶稣每一句话我都要顺服啊。
Lord, every word you say, I'm willing to obey.
你问我, 我顺服了没有?
You will ask yourself, have I obeyed?
我很多顺服了。
I said, maybe I obey a lot.
我没有说我每一句话都顺服
了。But not on everything.
我若说有一句话没顺服。
If there's one thing I did not obey,
我一定承认。
I will confess.
我一定认罪。
I will confess my sin.
我一定告诉我的是呢，这句话你没有遵守。
If you come to advise me, say, Brother Z, you haven't done this one.
这句话是真的。
If that's true.
从前我也这样做过的。
And I did that to others before.
我弟兄为我祷告啊。
I told others, please pray for me.
这一句话把我讲着了呢。
And I said it right.
你真的说了一句话，我是没有这么遵守呢。
And what's the thing that I said I did not do?
这是大事啊。
It's a great thing to me.
为我祷告啊。
Oh, pray for me if that happens.
最知道我软弱的人就最要为我祷告啊。
If you know my weakness the most, then you are the one who should pray for me.
遵守这书上的话有福了。
Blessed is he who keeps the word of the
prophet. 第二次主讲话了。
And the second time that Jesus said,
我必快来。
Behold, I am coming soon.
洗净衣服的人有福了。
And blessed are those who wash their robes.
他必得到权柄。
They will have the right.
到生命树那里。
To the tree of life.
也有权柄。
And they also have the right.
从门入城。
To go through the gates into the city.
进入新耶路撒冷城了。
Into the city of New Jerusalem.
我必快来。
I am coming soon.
大的呼召啊。
That's a great calling.
大的福分啊。
A great blessing.
但要洗净我们的衣服。
But we need to wash our robes.
衣服是我们行为表现。
Our robes speak of our deeds.
我们要洗净衣服。
We need to wash our robes.
我们这个行为怎么洗法？
How do you wash your deeds?
我们外面的表现怎么洗法？
How do you wash your outward deeds?
两个洗。
There are two types of washing.
宝血洗。
One through the precious blood.
圣灵洗。
And then one through the Holy Spirit.
宝血洗外面。
The whole precious blood washes outwardly.
圣灵洗里面。
The Holy Spirit washes from within.
我们真是要需要主的宝血。
We really need the blood of the Lord.
没有一个时刻我可以离开主宝血的。
There's been a moment we can depart from the covering of the blood.
血洗我的罪啊。
Oh, precious blood, cleanse my sin.
主，现在我真需要血啊。
Lord, I really need your blood right now.
血遮盖我。主耶稣的魂在他的血中。
His soul life is in his blood.
我们看见主在十字架上。
We saw on the cross.
为我们流尽他的血。
How he shed his every drop of blood.
到了以赛亚书五十三章。
In the book of Isaiah chapter 53.
到了最后一句话。
The last sentence.
降魂庆道。
He poured out his soul life.
以致于死。
Unto death.
当主流血的时候。
When he shed his blood.
他把他的魂放下。
He laid, let go of his soul.
主流血为着我。
He shed his blood for me.
主舍下他的生命为着我。
He let go of his life for me.
为我舍弃了他的魂。
For me, he let go of his soul.
把圣洁、荣耀、尊贵的魂。
This is holy and honorable, glorious soul.
为我最大的罪人舍了。
For me, the chief sinner.
他的血有赦罪的功效。
And there's effectiveness in his blood.
我仰望主的宝血。
So I always look up to his blood.
时刻仰望他。
I look up to his blood moment.
血洗净罪。
Every moment his blood cleanses my sin. 血
带我到神面前。
Or bring me to the presence of God.
打开了与神交通的路。
Open the way through which I can fellowship with God.
我们靠着宝血才能够与主交通。
We can only fellowship with God through his blood.
血洗了我的罪。
His blood has cleansed my sin.
马上我就在神面前。
Immediately I can stand in the presence of God.
主耶稣，借着你的血。
By your blood, Lord,
我和神中间所有阻碍都去掉了。
All the obstacles are gone between God and me.
幔子已经裂开了。
The veil is open.
我能够进入幔内了。
I can now enter into the veil.
过最隐藏的生活了。
And to have a secret life before.
坐在神里面的生活了。
To hide myself in the Lord.
我能够亲近神。
I can come close to God now.
亲爱的，用这宝血的宝贵吧。
Isn't it precious blood?
然后不够，圣灵的洗。
But that's not enough. We also need the washing of the Holy Spirit.
基督书里面保罗说
In Titus, Paul,
接着重生的洗
through the washing of the baptism,
圣灵的洗
through the baptism of the Holy Spirit
圣灵要洗我们了
The Holy Spirit will wash us.
圣灵洗里面了。
Wash us from within.
洗我们的魂生命了。
He washes our soul life.
洗我的思想。
He washes our thoughts.
洗我的感情。
Our feelings.
洗我的意志。
Our willpower.
圣灵的洗。
The washing of the Holy Spirit.
除掉我的天然生命。
Will take, get rid of my soul life.
每一次要洗我。
Every time when he washes me,
分给我主的荣耀生命。
He will give to me at the same time the glorious life of the Lord.
叫我得到主的生命。
So that I may receive the life of the Lord.
我里面的人真的改变了。
So this inner man can be gradually changed.
天天改变。
Will be changed every day.
天天荣耀。
Every day I have more glory.
直到变成荣耀形状了。
Until I transform to be like him gloriously.
要洗净衣服的有福了。
Blessed are those who have washed their robes.
他就确定到生命树那里。
They will have the right to the tree of life.
也有缺病从门进入城。
And have the right to go through the gates into the city.
我们坦然进入新耶路撒冷城了。
We can go without fear into the new Jerusalem.
今天我们一生的路上。
In all the days of our life.
洗净衣服啊。
Have a cleansed robe.
宝血洗过。
His blood covered.
圣灵洗过。
Holy Spirit cleanses.
大家接受你耳朵听见这个话哈。
You all have heard it tonight.
到最后了。
Toward the end,
主耶稣第三次的呼召了。
The third calling he had.
我必快来。
He said, "Yes, I am coming soon."
圣经要结束了。
Bible is about to end.
从旧约到新约。
From the new to the old, from the old to the new testament.
启示就完满了。
All the revelation has been made full.
到这里要结束了。
It's come to the end point.
圣经结束在什么地方知道吧？
Where does the Bible end?
结束主耶稣说，我必快来。
He end on his.Proclamation that I am coming soon.
结束了整个先知的话了。
And that ends all the prophecies.
最后的宣告。
That's the last.
我必快来。
Yes, I am coming soon.
二千年弟兄姊妹都在仰望这句话。
And for 2,000 years long, all the Christians are waiting for His coming.
我绝对相信。
I truly believe.
我们是离开主来最近的邦人了。
We are so close to His return.
所有预言都应验了。
All the prophecies have been fulfilled.
主来正在眼前了。
The Lord's coming is right in our eyes.
在今天我们都听见这句话。
We all have heard what he said.
我讲我自己在听啊。
And I hear him.
主耶稣说我必快来。
The Lord said, I am coming soon.
最后约翰回答了。
And John responded to that.
Amen.
He said, Amen.
主耶稣啊。
Oh Lord Jesus.
我愿意你来。
Come.
我们大家背这句话好不好
Let's memorize this verse
主耶稣说什么说我必
快
来
yes,
Amen,
Amen
主耶稣啊愿你快来我们再背大家好多人没开口哈
Let's recite one more time
这个不能漏掉的哈来我必快来
yes,
Amen,
Amen
主耶稣啊
Lord Jesus.
我愿你来我们再唱的时候255首
Let's sing hymn 255